Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. Larry, I'm so sorry I missed the call.
That's okay.
Thank you. This is Alex calling you about your property in Nelson's Bridge. How can I help you?
Okay, we signed the contract Monday, as you're aware. And you
Yes.
got a they made out a new sheet, and the
Right.
amount was God, I left my glasses in the bathroom.
Let me pull it up on my end. Did you spoke to B? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and it was 200,000 and $600. So today I get a call from the and bottom line, they have reduced the price. They said the attorney has the check waiting for me, but it's for 199,000.
199,000.
Yeah, 199.
Let me check that. 199,000. Okay, I see what you mean now. I was actually trying to resolve this yesterday with the settlement people from the buyer side, which is Theresa. I don't know if you've known her, but I don't think you spoke to her because you were only talking to Cecilia about the property. So yesterday there was like actually a typo. Let me just pull up the HUD so I can have an approval. They actually the settlement company from the buyer side overcalculated actually, and then on, let me.
And he became a judge, so I knew he was what he was talking about. Did you close out my email earlier today? I don't even know how we are.
Okay, so I have the copy here pulled up on my end. First of all, I'd like to really apologize for the mix-up. The initial HUD that we Cecilia sent over from the settlement company from the buyer side, which is also from our side, was really incorrect. It was 198 thousand, and then they have corrected it or are supposed to have it corrected yesterday, but it was actually over $100,000. Now, when I've asked that, I didn't realize that Cecilia already sent the what do you call this the HUD to you. While we are still waiting for an approval from, our side, and fortunately, it was sent. But that was actually they overcalculated that. But I don't know if you have the copy of the HUD right now of the corrected one. But the correct amount should be 199,637.89.
How could they change without our signature?
Yeah, but okay.
So you're supposed to get really 200,000. However, there are like some taxes that needs to be paid for a certain period of time up to this month. So they've deducted that. I think that's going to be the second quarter of this year. which is amounting to, I think, $482.56. So that made you, for a second, 109,517,637.89. So that is the reason why it's like 199,000, because they have to like make a payment for that $400 for the taxes. Does that make sense to you, or
that one? That's still the same. And that's got 10.
Now, well, as far as taxes go, county taxes 10/30/24 through 1 January 1st, 25. There's a plus there, and that's the money that was supposed to be coming back to me.
Yeah, that's the credit.
Yeah. So how can you get a credit and a deduction?
So I think they're actually paying for the entire year. However, since you're no longer the owner starting this month, they're actually crediting the rest of the taxes until January or until end of year, which is 1/1/2025.
Right.
They actually
made the
whole payment. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm the one who paid the taxes for 2024, the year 2024. And that's why I'm getting a credit back of $330.45.
So you pay the taxes, you said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you have down here, second year taxes, $482.56.
Right.
It's what's due. That's not taking money away from me. But let me just, I guess, cut through the chase and go up to the commission, pay the settlement $10,000, and then, but over on the new sheet
that we want to sign,
the one that, I got today from an email, and this is it. You get the one off the computer?
No, this is the one we had signed.
Yeah, get the one off the computer. The difference is they're now asking me to pay $1,000 in commission.
So, no, that has been like taken. Can I ask, are you looking on the settlement statement that says that it's usually on line 603
mm-hmm.
from the HUD. It says 199,637.89. We're actually taking care of that seller settlement fee. You're not paying for it. We're actually taking care of that. So you're not paying any closing costs. No additional fees that you're paying. You're going to get your full money minus all the taxes, liens, and mortgages, which we don't have that, just the taxes. But you're not paying for any closing costs. You might be looking on the one with a previous amount of 198, or let me see.
Okay, right now I'm only looking at the HUD sheet.
That's right.
From that I received today, so it won't be any confusion. And it says on page.
Mm.
Let's see. Canada taxes, 10/30/24 to 1/1/25, $330, right?
Yep.
And the contract of sale price of 210, I mean 210,000 and 30, whatever. So then we get down to the next line, settlement charges to the seller.
Yes.
Is, which is line 502, $10,692.
So for that one, the settlement charges, it's actually what the buyer paid us to actually have the contract assigned to her, which is that's Dorothy, if you're gonna take a look on the upper part of the paper, it says Dorothy Wassenberg. She's paying that whole $10,692.56. So if you will see at the bottom part of it, like the line 602, less reduction due to seller, we've deducted that part because it's going to be paid towards CVA Homes, which is, you know, our company, or Forest Buys Houses. It's actually going to be a payment that will be made towards us, or actually she's paying as well. But you're not going to pay for that amount. It's the buyer who's going to pay that over to us. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then it comes down, less reduction due to the seller, $10,692.56. And then cash to the seller is $199,637.89, right?
Yep. That's going to be the amount that you're going to get for this entire transaction. That's the total.
Right. Well, my question then is, where on here am I? What happened to the... the difference in the 200,000.
Let me check. When I actually inquired with the settlement company, they said it's going to be the taxes. Let me see, 199,637. But what I can guarantee is you're not paying any closing costs, no any closing fees, and all that. We're taking care of it. So let me take a look. Enter deed. So there's going to be a difference of...
1 second. I'm going to go back. There was a difference in... This is what's
six,
making the difference.
What?
This submission is making the difference in what we're getting and what we're supposed to get when they change their commission, and they can't do that without our signature, you know. They can't go back and change it after we've signed.
Hold on for me for a second.
All of this is going to come out right. The only difference between the two is this.
I wish she did.
Like they didn't pay a little back, but they are taking $1,000 from our money to pay that part of it, because the commission was $9,000, and then they changed it to $10,000. Why? I don't know.
That's the old sheet.
Mm-hmm. This is the old one because it's got 200,637.
Let me actually just make a call real quick. But that 10,692. So what's going to happen in there is the buyer is actually paying for it. That is the payment to represent the seller, to represent you, and that's going to be the total closing cost. That, you know, we're taking care of it. It's like the commission, but also the closing cost on your end. So about the difference, let me make a call real quick to the settlement company, because right now I'm trying to just total it. It really has something to do with the tax, but I am actually not getting the exact 200,000. But you know what I do know is 199,653,89. That's the final amount that you're gonna get. But what I can assure you is you're not paying for any commission, because the buyer, our buyer partner, which is Dorothy Wassenberg, is the one who is actually paying for it. So,
But let me say this before you hang up.
Mm-hmm.
Tamara, go ahead and explain to her how this has changed.
Okay. The amount of commission when we signed papers had $9,000. That $9,000 is going to be paid by taken up through them. And it says that makes a difference on that bottom line on $1,400. On the seller side, on the settlement side, we had 9,692. On the original one. Now that amount on the settler side has changed to 10,692. That's $1,000 difference. And it looks like the $1,000 difference is because they have changed the commission amount, which lessen the amount that we would get. Because without them changing that back to 10, we would have gotten $200,637. And that was the question we had, because we signed off at $9,000 commission to be paid, and that would have allowed us to get our $200,000 back. But when they took that and changed it to $10,000, that meant that we were $1,000 less, and that's why there's $1,000 less difference in that. And after we had signed, we didn't agree to that or initial it, and we were told by a lawyer when we buy something else, you never change anything on a closing company, a call statement, unless you have initialed and agreed to it. Because it's not legal for someone else to change it after you had signed it at that amount. And I think he pretty much knew what he was doing, because he went on to be a federal judge. And that was why we were looking at it and said, wait a minute, we know they didn't change something. And as we analyzed it and looked line by line, we found out the only difference is they upped the commission cost. Because they had a POC $1,000, and then on the statement today, they have POC and they have that $10,000, but in the one we signed, it had $9,000.
I'm pulling that up.
That's
what I was trying to figure out as well yesterday, is why you're getting more than $200K. I understand what you mean on the commission or the settlement charges. It seems like we're taking $1,000 from you guys, but honestly, it was really a serious mistake from the settlement company. I can forward the email that I got from them, but today when they were trying to distribute or trying to disburse the proceeds, they're actually off 1,000. So they had to go back and look at the entire picture again. It appears that they were actually giving too much credit, which is that was the additional $1,000. Dorothy still needs to pay $10,000. You know, we call it actually an assignment fee or commission, and he just isn't paying the legal seller deep like prep fee. You know, because on the initial agreement, you remember that you were charged with what you call this, like the settlement charges, like the closing cost. So that was like actually incorrect, because on the original purchase agreement you had like 198. So it looks like they credited it twice, which like it's gonna be like they're trying to manipulate the statement or the settlement statement to make sure that all parties get paid the correct amount when you start deducting from the commission. But everything was just screwed up, so they've redone the settlement statement, and that's what you're getting right now, the 199637. I don't know if it makes sense on your end, but you know, if you want the attorneys or actually Cecilia to explain it further, I can definitely connect her to you. I'm going to say that she is the one who is like, you know, expert in this field trying to explain. But what I'm just trying to say is, you know, you're really supposed to get 199 and then some change, but you're not paying any commission, because based on our purchase agreement, you're supposed to be getting 200,000 minus the taxes and, you know, the liens and all
let me interrupt you there. See, that's the problem, because there is no taxes owed. And you got here that we're getting a refund for taxes paid back from 10/30 on to January 25, and that's $345. So it just seemed like to me, Polo Elementary Country Boy, that it should be $230.45 is what our check should be for.
Okay. Let me try to figure that out. If it's okay, if I will just put you on hold, or I will actually, there's no way for me to put you on hold, but I'm going to have to hang up and then call her back. She is actually the, hold on for a second. Let me see if I have a number for her. Maybe we could do like a 3-way call. Direct line. All right. I will. Is it okay if I call her right now, and so that we can address this? I just have to like hang up for now, and then we'll call you right back.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.